This morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios to visit a little bit about her art and some of the things that she's been able to accomplish, and more specifically a recent project that's gained some traction here as well. Ina Onmees is in with us here this morning. She's a local artist, among other things that she does, and wanted to share a little bit about some of the things that she's been working on. Thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. I'm greatly humbled to be able to be on the radio and to tell people about what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, we appreciate the time here. You and I talked a little bit here not too long ago about getting together to sit and visit about this because of a project that has really gained some solid traction here for you lately. But before we get to that, I want to kind of back up a little bit. How long have you been dabbling in art? Has it been a lifelong passion?
I've always dabbled in art since I've been a little kid, but in 2017, I got very focused on my art and started working on Dot Mandela projects. And basically, it has to do with the energy within you. And you never know what it's going to look like until you get done. So,
what got you interested in the first place?
I had a friend that found something on Pinterest, and she set and drew circles, and she came to me and she goes, "I've been drawing circles for 8 hours and it's not working. Fix it for me." So I jumped online and found a gentleman in Texas that did Dot Mandela art. Mm-hmm. And so I went to my studio and started practicing on paper and then sent him a couple that I had done. And I said, "I wanted to take a class." Mm-hmm. And he said, "How long have you been dotting?" And I said, "About 6 hours." And he says, "You just need to hone your skill." So that's what I did. I just focused and did that for 6-7 hours a day because I was retired at the time.
Now, if you tell most folks that you paint, you sculpt, you sketch, they're going to understand those. Do you get people who scratch their head and say, "What is that?"
Yes, I get people that ask me all the time, "What's Dot Mandela?" And then I pull out my phone and I show them. It's basically you start with a center dot and you work out from there. You work in a clock pattern when you put your first dots down your center dot, and then 12, 6, 3, 9, and then fill in. And then the next row of dots goes in between those dots, and it just keeps building from there all the way out until you finish project.
So are these textured then?
They can be if you put medium in your, like a gel medium in your paint, it will make them more bumpy. I'm so used to painting flat. This project that I'm working on is vertical, so it's been a challenge. So I've had to add a medium to my paint to keep it from running.
Well, it's got to be kind of interesting, too, because you're not tied to any one particular medium, right? You can paint on a canvas doing what you do. You could paint on items doing what you do. Or you could, like you say, create vertical art.
Absolutely. I've painted on glass. I've painted on paper. I've painted on wood. I've painted on canvases. I've even taken and painted on a friend's hair. She had her hair, we call her Purple Jess, and her hair stands up on end. And she had it shaved in between. And I said, "Can I dot your head?" And she said, "Yeah." So I did.
She's not on display anywhere, though.
No, I have photographs, but she lives in upstate New York, so.
Very good. So, and you've had a chance to display these items that you've created.
Yes, I'm currently in the Omaha Old Market Gallery, and I used to have my own gallery in Papillion pre-COVID. And then, so I've had things down in Art on State in Guthrie Center. So,
what kind of response do you get from folks who have a chance to come by and see the gallery?
First thing they do is look at it and go, "What is that?" And I said, "It's paint." And they, "You can touch it. It's okay." And so they'll touch it and they're like, "Oh my gosh, it doesn't look like paint. It's too perfect to look like paint." So, because it is very meticulous and very symmetrical. And so it just doesn't look like what you would think it would look like when somebody just takes a brush and paints something. Mm-hmm. So it's done with special tools. And I started out with just wooden dowels and like a number 2 pencil eraser and to make dots. And then I've kind of graduated to different types of tools.
Yeah, I've seen some art from the African continent that often will do that type of thing. Is that kind of similar?
Yes, it is. The Buddhists and the Hindus do it, and they do it in monotone. So it's usually black, tan, beige, khaki colors. And the Aborigines in Australia do it, and they do it on their didgeridoos.
Is that something that's kind of unique to this area then? Or do you find a lot of other artists that do what you do?
If you get on YouTube, you'll find a lot of artists that do it. I learned from a lady online, basically during COVID and YouTube, who's from upstate Washington. Mm-hmm. And she and I just kind of corresponded, and I watched her videos and learned, and then just learned my own technique after, you know, watching the guy's technique in Texas as well. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and dotting like that now, because that's a big part of it. I mean, there are some paintings that I might look at and not really understand, but the artist had something in mind. And everybody has a style. Do you find that you're able to create a style doing this?
Yes, I find that a lot of times I'll think my art all looks the same because it starts with the same center dot and works out from there. But as it grows and gets to the pattern, it looks totally different. And when I've taught classes, people will sit next to each other. I'll give them a pattern to work from. And at the end, they're like, well, why doesn't mine look like that? And why doesn't mine look like that? And I'll say, it's your energy. Mm. Your energy within is going to make it look totally different.
Yeah, just like music. If you're singing a song or if you're feeling the song, you can tell the difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and art's the same way. Very good. Well, let's talk specifically about this project, because Blank Park Zoo has this thing happening right now. It's and you're going to be a part of this. It's Roar and Explore. What is that all about?
The Roar and Explore project has to do with the Blank Zoo's 60th anniversary. They decided that for the 60th anniversary, and since lions have been in their zoo for 60 years, that they would use a lion to replicate this anniversary. So they came up with doing a sculpture out of metal, and they are going to place those across the state. We don't know where, but they're going to be placed across the state. From my understanding, there were 79 people that applied. They narrowed it down to 36 and then chose 12. I was one of the 12 that was chosen.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. So I was, you know, kind of on pins and needles for a while because I applied back in January and didn't hear until the end of February. So I was getting a little stressed, but then I finally got my email saying that, you know, my artwork was going to the next phase, and then it was another 2 weeks, and then they said I was chosen. So
did you create the piece, or did they create it and you are decorating,
I am painting it.
Okay.
It was created by the maintenance department at Blank Zoo. Ah. It's metal. It's 6 foot long, 4 foot tall, weighs 200 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And it's huge.
And they have 12 of these.
We have 12 of them. They originally wanted to have 20, but because of the time constraints of when they wanted to get them done, they narrowed it down to 12.
So they will all be completely unique.
Yes. Every artist, we had to send in a prototype of what our art looked like, and then they chose the artist from there.
Do you have a feel for what some of the other artists are doing?
I do not. I've not seen any of the other art. Just from talking to the guys in the maintenance department, they said, oh yeah, we remember yours. Because I'm pretty much the only dot
person. It's a bit unique.
Yeah, it is very unique. It's not many people that do it other than the people that I've taught in the area.
So have you finished this piece yet?
No. I picked it up on, I guess it was the 5th of March, mm-hmm. painted the base coats on it, and then on the 13th or the 12th, I decided to take a break and go to Colorado to visit my cousin and help her with her youth group and taught them dots.
Ah.
So the girls gave me lots of inspiration while I was there, telling me what, you know, what they thought I should do. And they looked at the lion that I had. And basically, it's a 3D. So it's all sides. And it's a male lion with a female lion, if you can imagine it, kind of through the center of mm-hmm. the male lion. So it's like a male and a female connected. So
when you do this, Ina, do you know ahead of time how it's going to turn out, or do you kind of play it by ear and it turns out the way it's meant to?
I play it by ear. I mean, I have an idea in my head. I came up with my color concept, but when I put the dots down on the substrate, I don't know what it's going to look like. And things come to me in my sleep. And I'll think, oh, okay, I want to add that, or I want to do this. And a lot of times people will think, if you know the Norwegian rose mauling technique, a lot of people will ask me if my art's rose mauling. And I've taken rose mauling classes, but most of it is just dots.
So is it scary or is it exciting or both?
It's both. I've had a hard time since I came back from Colorado getting focused. But this weekend is a big paint weekend for me, and I'm going to just focus and finish up the one side that I had started before I left. And then I'll flip to the other side, and then I'll flip to the male lion. I'm doing the female lion first because she's got the most space to paint on. Sure. And so I'm going to get that part done, and then I'll dabble with the rest of it.
Now, I've seen painters painting on canvases that will sometimes change their mind midstream, and they can whitewash something, or they can cover something, they can do it. Can you do that with what you do?
I can. I can basically, if I get to a point where I don't like what the dots are looking like, I can sand everything down back to the base and then start dotting again. And that's why I like to work on wood substrates, because it's easier to sand the paint off.
So you really have no idea how long projects are going to take.
No, I do not. When I get focused, I can sit and dot a project in an evening and go, okay, that's it. Or a lot of times I'll do wine glasses, and it's, you think you need a pair of wine glasses, so how do you do them? Well, I do them sitting side by side, and I do this one, that part of the, like the stem, and I do the other one's stem at the same exact time and build it at the same time, so it's all going to try to look the same. It doesn't look the same, but it I try to make it look the same.
So do you do some exhibitions then?
I have done art shows from, let's say, Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, Colorado. So, and back in 2013, my husband fell and broke his hip. So we kind of backed off on that. And then I had some open heart surgery in 2024. So we really haven't gotten back on the show circuit.
The travel train quite yet.
Because it's a lot when you, you know, pack everything up and set everything up and you're gone for 3 days. And then in between, when I started all my art, I went back to work full time.
Well, setting up a gallery display is art in itself.
Yes.
Because it needs to make sense. Mm-hmm. You want some rhyme and reason to it, and you want people to be wowed when they come in. That's the whole point of doing it. So sometimes that can take as long as creating the items.
It does, because it's like, okay, what do I put here? What do I put over here together? And I like to do holiday themes, so I'll do like I did a big Valentine's Day thing, and I didn't do anything for St. Patrick's Day, and now that I have the lion, I'm not working on Easter. So my next big project will probably be like summertime. And then fall. I love fall and winter.
Sure.
That's my big time.
So do you get inspiration for these projects then?
I spend too much time on Pinterest looking at other people's work. It keeps me from painting.
Trying to get an idea of where you want to go. And, you know, yeah, I can see that.
I'm in a lot of art groups.
Yeah.
And I have a very dear friend that lives in Illinois, and she and I collaborate a lot on the phone and, you know, via Canva and things. Will send stuff back and forth to go, well, let's try this color scheme or let's try that. So
this lion sculpture then, when it's finished, we don't really know where we can see it, but they'll let you in on the secret once we go.
I can do a reveal on after the 8th of May on my Facebook page, Eagle Art and Photography. I will reveal it on there. I did kind of do a little snippet a couple weeks ago when I started saying that I had this project and I couldn't tell them. I showed him the substrate of it, but I said once it's done, I can do the reveal after the 8th of, because the zoo will be doing the reveals on the somewhere between the 1st and the 8th.
So do you need support for this project?
Absolutely. I am actually looking for sponsors. I would love for this piece of art to stay in Cass County. And to keep it in Cass County, we have to raise $5,000. If we raise $3,500, it'll stay from May until Labor Day. And then it goes back to Blank Zoo, and they will auction it off. But I would, for $5,000, we can keep it in Atlantic, in Cass County. I would love to see it either, you know, by one of the Welcome to Atlantic signs, or maybe at the new Y expansion, in the Vision Atlantic expansion, somewhere where it'll always stay here. So
if folks wanted to donate to that, is there a set amount, or can they just be as charitable as they'd like to be?
They can be as charitable as they like to be.
Okay.
Anything from $1 to $10,000, I'll take.
Okay, well, there you go. And if folks want to learn more, if they're intrigued by the type of art that you do, you can show them. You've got that gallery's opportunity over there in Omaha.
They can come into the Old Market Gallery. And right now my husband's working my shift because I'm busy painting the lion. But they can contact me at my home. They can send me an email at It's inachollo@gmail.com. They can send me, or at ina@eagleartandphotography.com.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to seeing the finished product. That's a great opportunity for you.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, Ina Onmes here with us in studio this morning, talking a little bit about that project. Best of luck.
Thank you.